Now, I've got a guest in the studio with me, and we're talking about a topic that all of us should really be concerned about, and maybe some of us still aren't, and that's an interesting phenomenon to understand why, but it's global climate change. Now, I have Dr. Ian McGregor with me. He's a lecturer in business studies at UTS and a global climate expert, and we actually, Dr. McGregor from a train platform this morning where he was handing out flyers for the global climate strike that's happening on September the 20th, 12 p.m. at the Domain. It's all ages are welcome. It's kind of, you know, striking from schools, striking from your workplace, everyone down at the Domain at 12 o'clock to really raise this awareness and send a message to the government that we're serious about global climate change. Dr. Ian, welcome.
Well, it's actually a global climate strike. So it's been led by school students around the world who started Fridays for the Future, led by the awesome Greta Thunberg, a school student in Sweden. And actually, on a couple of days after the global climate strike, which is next Friday, the 20th, the UN Secretary General is convening a global climate strike summit at the UN in New York, and it's to put pressure on world leaders to take strong action to address climate change when they meet together the Monday after the global climate strike.
So why aren't governments taking it more seriously?
Mainly because of the power of the fossil fuel lobby. They've got invested huge money and keep exploring for more coal, more oil. And we actually can't afford to bring that coal and oil we already found out of the ground. If we burned all the global coal and oil reserves we already know about, we'd heat the planet by more than 4 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
Wow. Okay. And then so what does that look like in everyday life if there's a 3-4% like...
Absolutely disastrous, actually, because we've got 7 billion people on the planet now, and it's struggling in some areas, like in sub-Saharan Africa, to support all those people. If you warm the planet further, and actually even 2 degrees of warming is 3 degrees of warming in sub-Saharan Africa because of it's closer to the equator and it experiences more warming, it would be disastrous for feeding everyone on the planet and providing them with shelter, etc. And the global projections indicate we'll get to about 9 billion people by about 2050. And if we would just destroy our ecosystems so that the planet wouldn't be able to support those people, so you would have global famines, etc., etc. It's said, and there's a fair bit of evidence, that the conflict in Syria currently was started by drought, etc., in the northeast of Syria.
Wow. And so Australia's a relatively small emitter compared to, say, China. Should we be aiming for larger emission reductions?
We should be aiming for much larger emission reductions. We're one of the worst emitters in the world on a per capita basis. And you hear this excuse that, you know, we're 2% of global emissions. If every country who's 2% or less of global emissions doesn't do anything, we all add up to much more than China. So, you know, there's 20% emissions come from the China, slightly less from the US. But there's a whole range of countries in the middle that represent, you know, 40% of global emissions. And Australia is one of them. I think we're the 13th world's largest emitter, which is way, way above what we represent in terms of population. So our per capita emissions are terrible. We're totally reliant on coal for electricity. And we have a government that just seems to be totally under the influence of the coal lobby and can't envisage generating all of Australia's electricity from zero emission sources, which is quite possible given that we've got great wind, solar resources, etc.
And so how can big businesses do their bit, and do they have a responsibility to do so?
Big businesses, small businesses, everyone should be encouraging their employees either to get out and join the strike, which for some businesses may be really difficult. If you're running a medical practice and you're providing healthcare services, I don't think I'd even support you necessarily joining the strike.
Good call. Good point. And the same for, thanks.
Same for police, ambulance, healthcare.
Stay on the job,
but find other ways to join the strike or support the strike. It's school strike for climate. with the number four. You can find their website. The students have led the strike, have done an awesome job. Now university students are joining in and workers are joining in. 26 unions are supporting the strike, so they're encouraging their workers to negotiate with their employers to go out and strike. Do not check a sickie. Because you can actually potentially lose your job for false pretenses.
I love this. I love your we're covering off all the, you know, get on board, but also being very responsible in the process. You've been handing out these global climate strike flyers now for a couple of weeks. You've had some interesting insights into who's taking the flyer and sort of the reasons why and behind that. Talk us a little bit through that.
Well, the at Central Station at the Devonshire Street end, both the Sydney boys and the Sydney girls students get off the train to go to their respective schools. Those are selective schools in Sydney. The Sydney girls have been much more supportive about taking flyers, and I believe their school is much more supportive. The staff there, I believe, are endorsing the students to join the strike. I believe Sydney boys is less supportive. The other people, interesting thing is, minority groups, people who look of African background, Middle Eastern, South Asian background, probably less so than people of Asian background or Southeast Asian background, are taking the flyers. And obviously, I had a really interesting conversation with a fellow UTS academic who's a law lecturer today. She's planning joining the strike and taking her children out of school. But she's been told by the school that the children should attend school, but she knows that she's within her rights. She can take them out.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's a very important cause. I mean, something that we all need to get behind and try and get the attention of our government. So if you're able to, the Global Climate Strike, September 20, 12 p.m. at the Domain, all ages welcome. And you can jump online and find more information about that at the website, which is
schoolstrikeforclimate4.com. So schoolstrikeforclimate.com. And there's lots of information there about how you can support the strike, even if you can't leave your job on the day because you're an emergency services worker.